The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you have 111 grand in cold hard cash in your bank account, you don't need to worry about doing your own DIY. The rest of us do, but apparently Gen Zers forgo it. So this is a study from Halfords to say everything from changing light bulbs to hanging shelves, they have no interest. They just get somebody else to do it, if indeed they need to do it. Roisin Murphy is with me. Roisin's a conservationist, an architect and a lecturer in interior design in Griffith College, and yeah. Peter Finn as well. Pete the Builder is on the line. You're both very welcome. Roisin, are you surprised by this?
No, I'm not surprised.
Oh, lazy Gen Zers.
No, poor Gen Zers.
Oh God, don't give me that.
Gen Zers do not have the kind of equity to purchase housing in this market. And I don't know anybody in their 20s buying houses who this Gen Z thing refers to. So as far as I can see, it's one of those statistics that is a ruse to discuss it. But the reality of it is Gen Z people are renting. And at that, drilling into your rented property might take your fresh deposit and pour it down the toilet, as I have discovered over the years when I did rent, which is why I went straight out and bought a house because I thought I can't stand this. But they're doing things like sticking tiles on walls, doing removable and reversible things, but they are they're either very unlucky or they're very wealthy if they're doing DIY courses in their 20s.
Okay, so that's what's at the root of this survey, is especially that they don't own the houses they're living in.
No, and they're not getting within a sniff of it in their 30s. Or they're at home, and if they're at home, I have a couple of Gen Zers at home.
And do you get them to do anything now in the house?
Oh, I try. I really do try.
Useless,
and they not that they're useless.
Oh, it's all right, you can say it. You told me during the outbreak, you said utterly useless.
Oh, I did not say that. One of them's in town now. Is going, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. No, what they do is they suggest they're saving money. That is true, to buy houses all the time, which is why they're at home.
That kind of shouldn't stop them doing DIY.
No, but they don't. They will do a bit of DIY in their own rooms. They're very effective in their own areas.
Their own little fiefdom.
But when it comes to any of that other stuff, and I tend to do it as well. I've always done the DIY in my house. Even when I was happily married, I was the one with the drill, the hedge trimmers, falling off ladders and everybody going, here she goes again. I think that's just me, though. I think generally I'm a DIYer.
Pete, do you think kind of life skills are in short supply amongst the younger audience?
Hey, Kieran, how's it going, Roisin?
Good.
How are you? Yeah, look, I'm going to be totally honest. Myself and Roisin have often gone toe-to-toe, and we might as well go toe-to-toe on this one. Gen Zers are not...
That fella gets all the lads to do his work on site.
Absolutely. They are not putting the effort in. They are not trying to do DIY. DIY, like, you know, how far does it go? Like, I mean, changing a light bulb. How someone could not be capable of changing a light bulb? How someone could not be capable of putting a plug on an appliance, or how someone could not be capable of maybe changing a tire in their car. They need to learn these life skills, and they, you know, unfortunately, I think the world has changed. There used to be necessity. You couldn't afford to go and get somebody to do these things for you, and now you can just pick up your iPhone and you can try and order someone and wait for them to do it. So that's my opinion on it, and I really do think that young people, and not just Gen Zers, I think lots of other people need to learn these old life skills and start being a little bit self-sufficient.
But you're not wrong about life skills and DIY, including doing washing, hanging out washing, all of these other hoovering. I mean, I think generally those life skills are essential. But I think that it is that Gen Z have been completely locked out of property. I think it's very difficult for them to even conceive of doing a DIY course, because what are they going to do? Where are they going to utilise these skills except in their parents' houses?
Like Pete, some DIY is just getting too complicated to do, is it? I mean, you might have been able to service your car, your parents service a car. Cars are very complicated to service these days, for example. You know, you need a computer to turn it in, to hook it up to for diagnostics and the like.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know how to service my car, but I'd certainly be able to change the tyre. I'd certainly be able to look after the maintenance of my car and do that type of stuff. So look, and again, it comes to the same with DIY. Am I saying that people should be trying to, you know, service their boiler or do stuff like that? Absolutely not. Get the professionals in for that. But, you know, like, people can definitely paint their own room. It's actually a really enjoyable experience, and they can put their own taste on the way the room is laid out and all of those different things. And that is DIY, whether we like it or not. And like, you know, that type of stuff, people just don't do it anymore. You know, it for me, it baffles me, like, because, again, I get a great sense of enjoyment when I do walk. I get great sense of satisfaction when I look back at it. I've got three daughters and I try and encourage them to help me out doing bits and pieces, you know, just little small things. You know, obviously I don't have them wheeling the wheelbarrows just yet, but I certainly have them helping me out doing stuff. They can all use a screw gun. I get them to put batteries in any of their own toys when they you know, go dead. That type of simple stuff encourages you to be a little bit self-sufficient and start taking a chance at it. The answer is in the challenge. Mm-hmm. If you get over the obstacle, if you learn how to do change one light bulb, you'll be able to do it forevermore. And, you know, it's a simple life skill that, I mean, I just can't believe that people wouldn't do stuff like that.
Roisin, some stuff is easier than we imagine it might be. I used to bring my car to a garage to get the bulbs changed until somebody showed me how to change the bulb in the car. It costs about a fiver for a bulb. It takes about 10 minutes to change it. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Well, hands up, I'm terrible at cars. I mean, I phone everybody to change a tyre and I've tried. I just don't have
to change a tyre?
Yeah,
I remember my wife said to me, we were only
really
starting
difficult.
To go out
heavy,
and I had to ring her and say, I'm going to be late, I have a flat tyre. And she said, I've never felt so small when she said to me, do you want to ring my dad and ask him how to change the tyre? Jesus Christ. I know how to change a bloody tyre.
Well, I have to phone all the Gen Zers to do that. And I have to phone at one point when I was starting work as well. And the most humiliating thing when you go back into the young people's world of yours is when they say things like, put the lead into the computer, attach it to that thing, press download. Is there a key on the side of the scroll bar? Like, there's so many other things that Gen Zers are doing that, you know, I can't do, but I certainly can't. I can't change a tyre. I used to paint every single house that I ever lived in or every room and loved it. Just like Pete said, I found enormous satisfaction in it. But I have found that I got somebody in to paint the hallway this year for the first time ever. Oh my God, the difference was extraordinary.
Really?
Oh my God, I was like,
don't
shook.
Say that too loud now. I'm painting the architraves at the moment and my wife is looking at me splattered on the ground thinking, Jesus Christ, can we not get someone to do this who knows what he's doing?
Well, on what Pete says, there is skill in things like painting and tiling and all of those skills. They are incredibly
skilled. It's great satisfaction
job.
Though in doing a big job, isn't there? We poured a slab of concrete before the freeze there a few days ago to put up a shed. Yeah. Now, I had help from my brother-in-law and my uncle, but geez, it was great. Yeah. I felt so manly dropping back the cement mixer and everything.
Well,
driving through town.
You are manly.
I actually drove around
manly.
Town a couple of times on purpose so people would see me doing it.
And then you come in and shred it. No, there is. But the thing is that there's a certain amount. If you are, as a woman doing DIY, I mean, that's where the big technological advances have been. Like, you used to need to lift the drill. You needed a fella to drill in, where all the tools have got much lighter. And there is that awful lot of women doing it. I just think there's certain things I wouldn't do. I would not do electrics ever. I have to, you know, the way you'll have replaced most of your bulbs with low LED bulbs. Like, I have a big fitting in the kitchen and I'm going to have to get an electrician in to do that because I don't have the skills, because it needs a certain thing with all these transformers. That stuff I don't touch.
And when he comes in, Roisin, watch him do it and I guarantee you'll be able to do it the next time. And you just take the old bulb and you bring it down to the electrical store and you say, I need this bulb, and you'll be able to do it again.
I would have thought that too, Roisin.
No, it's a very complicated piece of kit because I've done it before. And I thought you were going to say something
I've seen you on site. You're very capable.
But on that, it's also the things that are changing as well is that small corner shop where you'd go down and a fella would cut your keys and tell you what to get. All of that's changing too, where it's like the stores are getting a lot bigger. But you know what I mean? There's
not the level of expertise.
But they're
maybe
actually
in them.
Getting more accessible, to tell you the truth. And tools, you said it there, Roisin, like tools have got much lighter. And they're the only thing in construction that have actually become more affordable. You know, you can, like, I think every home should have its own little toolkit in it to approach the jobs that are achievable. You're dead right. Get the professionals to do certain jobs, including if you want to paint, if you want to have the room, the good room looking good, make sure you get a professional to do it.
Well, it's the
hall
stairs.
And the other areas can definitely be done yourself.
It's the hall stairs and landing. I fell off a ladder last year, so I'm far more cautious than I did. And I knocked myself out. Everybody thought it was great. I did. I fell off. Sorry. I have always talked about how careful you have to be, and I fell off a ladder trying to chop my own tree, and I was like, and I have somebody who comes around and helps me on height. So I got the hall stairs and landing done because that level of scaffolding is so complex.
Yeah.
So there's certain things you definitely, and I do think as well with older properties, actually that crafted look is beautiful of something that's made or upcycled. There's nothing like something that has been beloved by somebody or kept or painted. And I do think also, I got all my kids to paint the house when they were younger.
But you were talking about professional work there. Like, yeah, I mean, we're talking about DIY here. DIY, I'm talking about the smaller bits and pieces. Like, I don't want to talk myself out of a job either, but at the same time, I do think there's certain jobs that people should be able to do themselves. You know,
but Pete,
really
as well, I'm conscious, when Rosie mentioned, say, the electrics, I wouldn't, like, I'd have changed the plug, but I wouldn't have kind of changed light fittings and kind of strip back the wires or change switches on the walls. But then I did that, and I did it by watching YouTube video. Like, you know, we're talking about Gen Z, like, and who live on their phones. Well, it's incredible the amount of stuff you can follow online.
Yeah, I agree completely. I have a friend who fixed her.
You can go and you can get, you can go to the likes of IKEA, you can go to other stores and you can get something that you literally plug in, but it's an uplighter that you can put it behind certain furniture. Again, instead of going to an electrician and asking an electrician to come in and fit an LED light for you, you can do your own plug-in version of it. Like, there's stuff like that I think people can do themselves.
I'll wrap things up with this great text. My brother is an electrician, but he's also a Gen Zer. He refused to change two light bulbs for about 2 months until the bulbs were bought for him. He showered and went to the toilet for those 2 months using the light from his iPhone. There you go, that's Gen Z.
That's Gen Z.
Peter Finn, Pete the Builder, thank you very much, Pete. And Roisin Murphy, conservationist architect and lecturer in interior design in Griffith.
Interior architecture
in Griffith College. Listen, thanks a million, Roisin, as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.